Okay, well, hello, everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and we absolutely want to welcome you tonight to the Monday night DannyJohnson.com conference call. This call is free, and basically you're going to be anticipating information that's going to be able to help to grow your business. We're going to be talking about prospecting as well as closing tonight. I'm just going to be answering some questions that people have sent in, and we'll see where the call goes from there. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who grew up in a very abusive home that was drug-infested. Didn't have a whole lot of confidence, and I didn't believe that people like me succeeded in anything. It took me a couple months to get started. Once I did, I failed miserably the first 6 months. I talked to hundreds of people, but nothing ever seemed to work for me. Kept hearing all kinds of excuses from my prospects, and I really began to lose faith in whether or not this was going to work out. Heard about a seminar that was too expensive and was not the best timing for me. But I was told if I didn't go, I'd fail miserably, and that wasn't an option. So I went, and I came out of that two-day workshop and made $4,000 in 8 days, went on to making $51,000 in just a few months following that very first training seminar. I plugged into training seminars every 2 to 4 weeks, invested a tremendous amount of money into my personal education to learn how to do this as a profession. Following that, I got married, and the husband that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name. Completely destitute, broke, living homeless, out of an old Hyundai, showering in public places. This was a devastating time. I remember the day that I said, I wish I had never made that big money. I just want to be a cocktail waitress for the rest of my life. And this truly was a horrible, devastating time. I don't know if you've ever been through a hard time, but this certainly was the hardest of times at that point in my life. This all happened by the time I was 21. Started another business in the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. And people ask all the time, how did you do that? You know what? You got to do whatever you got to do, and you got to start with whatever you do have and whatever you don't have. From a payphone booth, plopping in quarters, wound up making $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 the following month. I worked that month full time. First year made $250,000. Second year made my first million. This all happened by the time I was 23. And so where else can you take an uneducated female who grew up in an abusive home, who has no confidence, be able to start her in a business with next to nothing and be able to turn seven figures? Since that time, I ran my own network marketing company as well as a training company. Sold that company in 1996, retired in 1999, came out of retirement, have been doing training seminars throughout the world for the last almost 3 years. This August will be 3-year anniversary that DannyJohnson.com has been around. And so my husband and I, we've raised our 5 children. I've got one granddaughter, and we've basically been able to do this working part-time from home. I've never worked more than 20 hours a week for the last 10 years of my business. And, folks, all I have to say is that's the kind of life that I'm sure that many of you are on this phone to figure out, how can I do that for myself. We do not believe nor preach sacrificing everything in order to succeed. I don't believe in it. I did that for 7 years and wound up with next to nothing. Sure, I made a lot of money. However, it wasn't worth it, and it was costing me more money than what it was worth. It was costing me more time, you know, 16 to 18 hours a day. It was not worth it, not knowing my children. And finally just said enough is enough and figured out a way to be able to make more money with far less hours putting into it. I used to put over 100 hours a week into my business, and then due to a nervous breakdown, said no more. I'm going to work 20 hours a week and let's see what happens. Started working my business just 20 hours a week and tripled our income as a direct result of that. And we taught our entire sales force how to manage their time, and not one person in our business worked more than 20 hours a week. Majority of our whole team, to the tune of 20,000 people, worked anywhere from 5 to 15 hours per week. I mean, there might have been 50 people in our whole team that worked 10 to 15 hours a week. The vast majority of them worked 5 to 10 hours a week. And so the deal is this. There is a way for you to be able to make it an incredible income without sacrificing your family, is still enjoying your life while you are making that income. And the point of DannyJohnson.com is an avenue for you to be able to earn more with less time. It's also an avenue for you to be able to increase your skill set, because the marketplace pays for value. It pays for your skill set. And we know this through looking through any profession. Why does a doctor make more than a mechanic? Because his skill set is a higher skill set. They both do things very similar, no question. A mechanic really could care less if he kills the car. But you I guess he does care, but killing a person is a little different than killing a car. So the reality is this, that this website, in fact, go there right now. If you have access to the internet while talking to me, go right now to D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. Go pull up the website right now. You want to bookmark that website, because on that site, once you become a member, you have 30 hours of free training and equipping for you and your entire sales force. This is absolutely free. Fill out that membership form. You're looking at it right now. Just go ahead and fill that membership form out. It's completely free. It's going to take you to an audio vault. In that vault is thousands and thousands of dollars worth of free training and equipping for you. Not only for you, but for anybody else you send to that website. So right off the bat, the 30 hours of free training and equipping to help increase your skill, to give you tips on managing your time better, to give you tips on how to be able to simplify your current business model, to give you tips on successfully prospecting and increasing your ratios up to 90% show-up ratio and your closing ratio up to 90% closing ratio. All that information is for free on that website right now. So go check that out. Hold it there. Keep that online, actually, because I'm going to be pointing you to a few different places where you can help yourself grow your business. Okay, now, I'm going to basically just get into some content here. First topic of the evening is prospecting. And the first question I have from a woman who asked a question, she works basically cold market, and that cold market is very simple. It's just they have purchased advertising campaigns. They've either ran ads, or put up some flyer somewhere. They don't know these people who have responded to this advertising, and they want to know, how can I improve the percentage of prospects who return my calls? Great question. That is always an issue, always absolutely an issue. And for those of you that you're here for the very first time, and you're on this call for the first time, somebody else invited you on this call, you certainly want to make sure and thank that person for the gesture. They obviously have some kind of kindness or your best interest in mind, but they wanted to help you with things like this. And if you're out there making dials and you're not being able to get people to call you back, then that certainly, if you can increase the amount of people that will call you back, that automatically is going to help you make more money. Of course, if you know how to prospect them and you know how to close them. And third, put them to work. So make sure you take that person invited you out. Okay, now, how do you do that? Well, I'm going to just go ahead and give you an example. Number one, the first most important thing with leaving messages is that you do not sound like a stranger. We have a concept that we teach called friends first. And what that means is that we want to begin any conversation, whether it's a recorded conversation or it's a live conversation, in a friendly way, meaning with the same body language and the same posture that we would our friend. If I was leaving a message for my best friend on the telephone on her answering machine, I would not sound like I was stiff. I wouldn't sound like I'm a stranger. I wouldn't sound like I don't know her. I'd be speaking in a tone of, hey, Jerry, what's up? Hey, give me a call. I got to tell you something. Bye. That's how I would speak. And so I would leave a message for a prospect in the very same way. Why? However way I lead that conversation is how they will respond to that conversation. And it's funny, I learned this kind of in a peculiar way. I had a woman that left me. She was a full-on cold caller calling me for a loan, and she left me a message, and I listened to the entire four-minute-long message. Why? I'm like, who is this? Who is this? She sounded so friendly and so approachable. She sounded like someone that should be familiar to me. And so I kept listening, and I kept listening, and she was talking to that machine as though I was listening, as though she was talking to me, and that we'd been hanging out together for the last 10 years. And so when I heard that, I thought, that girl captivated me for 4 solid minutes, and she was a perfect stranger. Now, you have to learn from that. Now, don't you have daily telemarketers leave you messages? And the minute you know it's a telemarketer, how many of you delete it? You don't even listen to what the message is about because you know they're trying to sell you something. So first things first, you want to begin using the friends first concept, okay? Number two is that you want to come across very friendly, non-salesy, okay? So friends first is number one. Number two is non-salesy. Okay? You're not talking to a machine. You're actually talking to a live person that's going to listen to the message. So what I want you to do is, if you take the script, for example, in the script book on page 3, I believe it is, if you read the script on page 3 of the script book, there's a great script to get people to call you back. And I know some of you notice in there that it says, you know, you've been with, in the script it says, I've been with the company X amount of months and I've made X amount of money. And you're like, but I'm brand new. I don't have a story yet. That's fine. Just leave that part out. But I want you to call yourself and read that script and see if you would call you back. It's intro simple, would you call you back? It's easy. You'll know right off the bat when you listen to yourself, shoot, man, I would not call me back. No way. I would delete at the first 10 seconds. So you only have a few seconds to make a lasting impression and to create an eager want in the prospect to give you a call back. So if you're working just a little bit of leads, and I mean like 100 leads a week, that's a small amount of leads. If you're working about 5 hours a week, that's probably the amount of leads that you're working if you're working just strictly cold market. The script on page 3, now, by the way, I know there's a bunch of you like, what script? How do I get a hold of this script? Okay, let me help you. Click on right now on the products of the website. Okay, now it's going to bring you to the product page. The very first product on there is the script book and audio series. Okay, that comes with 2 audio series. One is all on prospecting. The other one is all on closing. Okay, so it's 2 hours of incredibly rich audio content. Most of our clients listen to that 10-plus times the first month alone that they have these CDs from this script book, okay? I have my top-producing clients worldwide that have listened to those audios 100 to 150 times. So just understand that's how rich the content is that it's on there. It is content thick. I mean, there, you will be pausing it, writing, pause, write, pause, write. You'll be listening to it over and over and over again because there's so much meat on this. There's no fluff. There's no motivation. It's not boring by any stretch of the imagination, but the content is so rich that you wind up getting self-motivated because your skills are starting to come out of you and you're feeling more confidence because you know what to say and how to say it and who to say it to. Okay, so again, leaving messages. The third thing is I want you to call and leave yourself a message and see if you would call you back. Okay, so leave a message on your own answering machine and see if you would call you back. See if you sound like you're reading. See if you sound like you don't know this person. See if you sound unfriendly. See if you sound salesy. Okay? Now, if you're working like 100 hours a week, use the script on page 3. Okay? And that script is real simple. It basically goes like this. You say, hi, John. This is Danny. I'm calling you. And I'm calling you back to get you the information you requested. By the way, if you have a company name that has excellent name recognition, you definitely want to put in your company name on that. If the company does not have great name recognition, do not put the company name on it, okay? So, again, great branding, great company name, go ahead and insert that, meaning if they responded to an advertising that was company-specific, okay? For example, if you're running an ad campaign and that ad campaign has the name of your company in it, then you want to say, I'm calling you back from XYZ company or whatever the company name is. If there is not good name recognition and it's a blind ad, I mean it's a lead that you purchased that is non-specific, then do not leave your company name, okay? Do not leave the company name. Hold on. I've got to write something down. Okay. Next. So if this is a blind lead, meaning they're just calling for general home-based business, this is what this will sound like. You say, hi, John, this is Danny. I'm calling you back to get the information that you requested. I've been with our company for the last 4 weeks, and I've already made $1,000. We're doing some pre-screening interviews right now because there's a lot of work on our part in establishing somebody in a home-based business. So if you're serious, go ahead and give me a call back. I'll get you that information, and we'll see if you have the kind of quality, the kind of person that we're looking for. At that point, we'll decide whether or not we're going to work together. At that point, we'll decide whether or not we'll be able to work together. And my phone number is 209-463-5210. Again, that's 209-463-5210. And if I had a website, by the way, if you have a web, and at that point I say, good luck, God bless you, see you later, goodbye. Okay, if you have a website that has really good sales copy, okay, if you have great sales copy, then you would leave your web address. If your website has a tendency to draw people in, leave you a name and phone number, and brings them to a point where they're willing to sign up, then you would leave your web address. If you do not have that kind of website, I mean, if the website is the company website, and most company websites basically are what we call a sales site. And the sales site is, the sales site basically is just giving the products, giving the price, and, you know, some company history. That is not the website that you want to leave on somebody's answering machine, all right? You want a strategic website that you leave on the answering machine. If you don't have the strategic website, leave your web address out, real simple, okay? Here's another option. Again, if you haven't got yourself a story yet, just leave that line out. Now, next, if you're working a lot of leads, let's say you're working 500 leads a week, and someone that's working about 20 hours a week should be able to burn through 500 leads a week easily. So if you're working 20 hours a week and you're working about 500 leads a week, then here is a message that I would leave. What I would do is I would not leave a message on the first call. What I would do is I would circulate. I would call three different times a day, all right? Three different times a day. Do not leave a message until the third message. On that third message, then what you'll do is leave a message something like this. You would say, "Hi, John, this is Danny. You know, I've been trying to get a hold of you. This is the third time I've called, and just to let you know, this is the last time I'm going to call you. And this is your last chance to get that information that you requested. I'm going to be making my decision here in the next 48 hours based on this advertising campaign. So if you are serious, go ahead and give me a call back. My telephone number is 209-463-5210. Again, that's 209-463-5210. I then can get that information back to you. If you are just curious, no need to waste each other's time. So other than that, good luck. God bless. Again, this is the last time I'm calling you. It's your last chance to get the information. I will be making my decision in the next 48 hours. I look forward to speaking with you if you're serious. Talk to you soon. God bless you. Goodbye. Okay, so you leave that message on the third try, okay? And that's it. Again, you're working a lot of leads a week, all right? Then you want to leave that message, okay? Why? Because you're sorting. You're sorting big time, and you should be, I mean, it doesn't take that long to make 100 dials a day at all. It doesn't take long at all, and you're usually going to get a hold of anywhere from 10 to 20% of the people, sometimes less, sometimes a little more. So you don't want to keep beating down the same leads. Now, and that's why you want to give this takeaway message to those people. Here's why. Caller ID. Come on, you and I use caller ID to screen our phone calls. You and I look at the caller ID to determine whether or not we want to talk to that person. You and I look at the caller ID to see if we even know the person. If we don't know the person, we instantly let that go to voicemail. So there's a good chance they do not know who you are. And when they see you call them 15 times, it shows that you're desperate. It shows that you need them. You lose all of your positioning and leverage if they have watched your number come up 15 times on their caller ID. All right? So, please. And don't leave somebody a message 15 times either. I mean, that's ridiculous. It just shows that you're desperate. It shows that you need them. And they are not interested if you desperately need them. Okay? You want to have a strong posture of, we got thousands of people to choose from, and you better prove to me why I should invest my time into working with you. That's the posture that you need, okay? Just like a job interview. You know, we got thousands of applicants. You need to prove to me why I should pick you ahead of the other 999 that have just applied. So that's the kind of mindset that you want to be coming from. Okay, now, next question. Okay, so hopefully that was helpful. That was some good content concerning leads. Okay. So again, if you're in that section right there under products, click on the script book. That'll tell you if you want more information on the script book. It's in there. You're going to have several cold market scripts in the script book. You're going to have lukewarm market scripts in the script book. There's a closing script in the script book. There's alternate closes in the script book. There's a retail script in the script book. There's warm market scripts in that book. I mean, there's just a number of different scripts. I think it's like 12 or something like that, scripts in there to be able to help you, to be able to build your business. It's important to know what to say and what not to say. And so that you can find, just click on that. If you don't have it already, definitely get yourself that. Okay, so now here's another one. The next question is, what's the best way to generate prospects? That's a great question. It really depends on you, and it depends on what you like to do. I've generated leads a number of different ways. When I first got started, I hand-wrote a flyer, put it up at a post office, made a pull-tab flyer, and people called me, and that was a product-specific advertisement. Then I've also done it where I put ads in the paper. I've done it where I put, ads in 6 different papers around the country. Whether it's a Penny Saver or, you know, a big publication like USA Today, you can certainly leverage by putting it in lots of different places around the country. So that's a way of generating leads. One way that I could tell you that has worked for lots of people, and it depends on your budget, of course. I mean, that's really what you have to decide. Are you in business or are you just playing around with your business? Are you truly in business to make a profit, or are you really treating this more like a hobby? If it's a hobby, it's not going to make you any money. But if it truly is a business, and you know that you've got to have some kind of seed in order for it to grow. If you desire to bear fruit, you must first plant some seed. And obviously, generating prospects are definitely seed. So you get what you pay for when it comes to lead generation programs. If you go on my site right now, in the members area, you'll see a section where it says, right in the very beginning of the members area, you know, there's a place where it says refer a friend if you feel like our services have been helpful and they are worth it. Hello, they're free. They better be worth it. If you feel like you get far more than what you put in, which is nothing, so you certainly got to get something out of this website. But anyway, in there, there's a vendors area, okay? So in that vendors area, you'll find cutting-edge media. Now, you may already work with another lead generation program, and if you are satisfied with them, keep using them. If there's nothing wrong with what's going on with what you got already, keep using them. I've used Cutting Edge for years and years and years. I used to purchase their leads as I was prospecting myself. I have thousands of clients that use their leads. What I will tell you when it comes to leads is you get what you pay for. The reason why Cutting Edge is on that qualified vendors list is because I know the president of the company. I know his staff. These guys are absolutely amazing people. Their heart of hearts is to see you succeed with those leads. And their business plan is they'd rather lose a little on the front end to make sure that you gain on the back end, because they know that if you can build a business with their leads, that you'll direct your team to using their leads. And so they're not after just you getting them. They're really after you succeeding with them and bringing people into the business with those leads, so the ones that you're bringing in will also use them. So they have a much bigger picture as a business model than most companies. They're just looking to soak anybody they can with leads. And so I'm confident in who they are. Their customer service is amazing. Absolute phenomenal business model with customer service. So that's one way to generate leads. And again, you get what you pay for. If you have a way to generate specific, company-specific leads, which Cutting Edge Media does use them, click on that link. Tell them that I sent you. They take very, very good care of my clients. The reason is they like the relationship that we have. Okay, so if you tell them, hey, how do I find out about, in fact, Jason Cole is a great person to get in touch with on that. How do I find out about company-specific leads? Those are great to have, especially if you've got some good sales copy, and sales copy basically draws the prospect in, creates an eager want in the prospect to take a look at what you have. Those are some of the greatest leads to get a hold of. Also, some interview leads are great leads to get a hold of. That's where Cutting Edge Media basically interviews the prospect first to make sure they have the money, they have the time, and they're looking to really build something seriously. Those are good quality leads to work, no question. But I'll tell you, I built 50% of my organization with lukewarm market. And any leads that I ever worked, the lead was never the end point. A lead is actually just nothing but a beginning point. And that's what you have to look at. So the best way to generate prospects, to me, is through referrals, through other people's warm market. And the way that works is like this. If you can, you know, you've got your own warm markets of people that you know, people that, you know, that love you, you know, people that you've been around your whole life. It's not so much your contacts, but it's the contacts that your warm market has. Those are some of the best prospects to get a hold of. It's third party. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. There's fear of loss that takes place. Not only that, but there's a lot of momentum that I've watched myself get created through second party warm market. And so it kind of looks like this. So either whether or not I met somebody, like here's a prime example. I met, my mechanic, years ago. Okay. This is like 10 years ago or more. 13 years ago. 13 years ago, I had, you know, I was, you know, going to get my car fixed, and this mechanic starts asking me questions about a T-shirt that I'm wearing, which was a way for me to generate lukewarm market. And it said, ask me about, and my business at the time was on there. He says, hey, what about that? And it was like, anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyway, so he asked me about my shirt. And, like, for example, we used to have these buttons that said, I have a new attitude, ask me how, you know, or no 98%, or want to be debt-free, something like that, any kind of button that I would wear, because I honestly was not somebody that liked to talk to people. And so if I wore a button, people would, hey, tell me about that, and I'd say, well, what was your name? And then I would control the conversation, which I may be able to get to a little bit later. I would control the conversation, and basically get everything I needed to know out of that person and lead them to the business. Well, I get this mechanic started, right? And, you know, he gets started, and my main thing whenever I get anybody started, and by the way, what I just demonstrated was a lukewarm environment. This is a kind of an acquaintance that I have. It was the first time I'm bringing my car into this particular mechanic, and I basically use the core rapport methodology, which you can also find on our website. You can find the core rapport methodology, which is basically a way to get the prospect to clearly open up their whole life to you and tell you exactly how to recruit them. Okay? I mean, how many of you just think that would just be so awesome to get the prospect to open up and tell you exactly how to recruit them? Okay? You want to know how to do that? Two places I'm going to send you right now. One, click on products. North Carolina. They are foundational keys to your success live in North Carolina. Click on that. It's a green CD set. They are 10 CDs. That is going to teach you the core rapport methodology. Those are 10 CDs on this topic, plus many other topics, one of which is time management, okay? Click on that. That's going to tell you more about what was done live in North Carolina. Then there is, there's no link for this last thing. You'd have to call our office for this one. This is kind of a behind-the-scenes product right now. It hasn't quite been released in the marketplace as of yet. It's called Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions. There are 4 CDs in this set, I believe. I believe it's 4. There's 7, actually. I'm sorry. There's 7 CDs inside this set. And these 7 CDs are nothing but prospecting, closing, nothing but role-playing, nothing but seeing how to do it wrong and then how to do it right, how to handle all the objections that you're going to get. You're going to learn a formula of objections on how to get it. This is definitely an advanced series. This is not a baby step, okay? Not a baby step. I don't go into the core rapport methodology on these in these CDs at all. So in other words, you've already got to know that stuff in order to get prospecting and close your way to millions. So the live in North Carolina CDs, those have the foundation for the core rapport methodology, and that is getting your prospects to open up to you. They spill their guts and they tell you exactly how to recruit them, and you're basically going to bring the prospect to their knees instead of you buckling in fear, not knowing what to say, okay? So that part is hugely helpful. Okay, so what I'm saying is that here we got this mechanic started. My whole process with him is how do I get to who he knows? Well, he brought in his ex-girlfriend named Michelle. Michelle was a hairstylist. Oh, my gosh, a hairstylist. Some of the best people to bring in your business, a hairstylist, especially a high-end hairstylist, okay? High-end meaning she charged, $100 or more for color, $30 to $50 for a cut and style. Are you with me? She's dealing with a higher clientele, more, yuppie kind of clientele or date clientele, whatever you want to call it. And so she obviously knew people who had money because if they obviously had money in order to hire her to do their hair. So anyway, Michelle winds up getting started in that business with me, and Michelle built a huge business. Then eventually gets married a few years later, brings in her husband into the business, who built a huge business. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a month in sales volume these two created. Okay, how? But the mechanic? Oh, my gosh, he quit after 90 days. I didn't quit, but he collected a check on what Michelle's efforts were. Do you understand? So to me, what I have found through the years, it's not necessarily the lead, but it's who the lead knows. It's not necessarily the warm contact, but it's who the warm contact leads you to. It's not necessarily the lukewarm contact, meaning somebody you meet at a post office or somebody that you meet in a grocery store, but it's who they can lead you to. And again, between the script book, okay, which by the way has the script in it on how do you start the conversation with a lukewarm person if you're at a grocery store. How do I start their conversation? That's in the script book. Okay? Then in the North Carolina CDs, the foundation of controlling the conversation, you asking the strategic questions is going to pull the information out of the prospect that will create an eager want in the prospect to at least take a look, and that prospect can close your way to millions, which is going to teach you how to handle all the objections you're ever going to get from that prospect and how to lead that prospect not only to that presentation willingly, but lead that prospect to the presentation in fear if they say the wrong thing that you wouldn't work with them. Hello, the prospector is not supposed to be the one with the fear. It's the prospect going, I better impress this guy so he chooses to work with me. I know you guys like that. Okay, so between those 3 items right there, boom, bada boom, bada bing, done. You should be able to master those particular skills, okay? So again, it's not necessarily the lead or the warm market person that you know or the lukewarm contact that you made, but it's who they each know. That creates incredible amounts of momentum. In fact, on those North Carolina CDs, you're going to find out how to leverage those people and get them competing with one another to impress you. And so they're bringing in tons of people, and they're racing to their warm market so that somebody else doesn't get to them first, okay? So there you go. Yeah, those three things are crazy. So again, the prospect and close rate of millions, you're not going to find that on the website right now. It's an underground product right now. It was only released in Minneapolis to the people in Minneapolis, and through their teams, they were given a place where they could get it. So So if you call 209-463-5210, you can order it from them. Okay, they'll direct you on how you can get a hold of that particular item. Okay? There we go on that. Okay. Here's another one. How can I present myself so that I do not sound like every other opportunity out there? This is such a great, great question. Now, I'm going to have to tweak your brain a little bit in order for you to understand the answer, okay? Right now, what I want you to do, there's something I need you to read up on. Go to events and seminars, okay? Events and seminars. Click that on the website. It's going to take you over to First Step Success Virginia Beach, okay? Virginia Beach, Virginia. All right? That is June 17th and 18th. June 17th and 18th. Great way for a daddy to spend the weekend improving his skills, improving who he is as a man in the marketplace. Great place for him to bring his wife to have a weekend together working on themselves. But here's the deal. How do you present yourself so that you don't sound like every other opportunity? Listen, there are thousands of opportunities out there. Competition is very thick, okay? But to be honest with you, in my opinion, the only people you are competing with are the people that are using the DannyJohnson.com system. Now, I'm not saying that to puff up. I'm telling you honestly, we're the only people out there with a system. We're the only ones out there with a system that gets results. Now, I'm not saying it's a perfect system, but it's the only system that kicks out the kind of results that we do. We have collected thousands and thousands of testimonials, upwards of 4,000 testimonials, friends, 4,000 testimonials. We get testimonials every single day. Every single day when people sub in, we get testimonials from brand new people who have just become members on there just from one conference call like this. So we have thousands and thousands of testimonials that we've collected in the last 2.5 years. There's not too many systems out there that can claim that. And why? Because they don't kick out results the way this system works. So here's what you need to understand. That system is all wrapped around first steps to success. And basically it's like this. If there's thousands of opportunities out there, how in the world can you compete with that? You don't compete with that. You clearly don't compete with opportunities. The product, and again, here, you have to find out what everybody else is doing and do the exact opposite. If you look at the numbers, that 80% of the people, okay, are not out there succeeding in the way that they want to, that 20% of the people do the work of 80%, that 20% of the people make the money of what 80% should be making, okay? So we know the 80-20 rule is in everything. It's in real estate, it's in insurance, it's in legal professions, it's in the medical profession, it's in the stock market profession. I mean, it's in every profession out there. 80-20 rule always is the case, that only 20% of the people are doing 80% of the work, all right? And the other 80% are doing 20% of the work, okay, which means that the 20% of the people are making more money. So I want you to look at what the masses are doing, and I want you to do the exact opposite. The masses in the home-based business lead with what they're excited about. They lead with their product. They lead with all the bells and whistles of their product, and they lead with trying to convince somebody to use their product by condemning another product. So they'll say, our product A is better than that product B over there. Because that company actually doesn't use X, Y, and Z. Whatever. So what that does, clearly, is that all that does is belittle both parties. You can't sell a Chevy by condemning a Ford. That is totally ridiculous, as well as it's immature. It is clearly immature. So how do you stand alone? How do you have a stand-alone opportunity? You have a standalone opportunity in this way. And again, you have to find out what everybody else is doing and do the exact opposite. Everybody else is trying to make theirs look better than everyone else's. I'm saying don't do that. Don't even compete on that field. Why? Because the prospect is not loyal to products. People are not loyal to products. They're loyal to people. So this is what you have to do. You have to turn your product into people. Your product line is not what you're selling. Your product line is not the service that you're marketing. Your product line is people. And if you learn this and you wrap your brain around this, and again, this is a top 2% process. This is a top 2% mindset. This is a top or no way, I've got the best. All of you think you have the best. Every one of you think you have the best, and guess what? You should. You should think you have the best. But you know what? Your product could be cut glass in a paper bag. I have watched people sell bogus products and make millions of dollars. Just look at the television. Does the quality of the product really matter? Heck no. There's crap being sold at Walmart and Target every single day, and that's not good quality. Do you understand? We've got stuff made in China. Oh my gosh, galore, man. All over Australia, all over U.S., we got everything coming from China, and guess what? It's crap. It's not well made. This isn't well put together. This isn't the best of quality, but does it matter? No. Billions of dollars are sold every single year of stuff that is not the highest or the best. Are you with me? So here's the deal. How do you not compete under that ridiculous lack of maturity game? This is how. You have to be a breed above, a breed apart. You have to have a strategic mindset. You have to have a strategic plan. You have to have something that is unique, that is authentic, organic, and holistic. And I will tell you what that is. That is that your product is people. The most successful corporations on the planet have figured this out. The most successful organizations on the planet have figured this out. And what they have done is they have fished out for the needs of the prospect in the marketplace. And they have led that prospect with their needs to their vehicle. Their vehicle. Whether that is a service, whether that is a product, whether that is a business opportunity, does not matter. But if you present it in a way that, hey, Mr. Prospect, this is what you've spoken to be your needs, your strengths, and your goals. Here's a vehicle for you to be able to do it, and here are some testimonies of other people that are using this vehicle so that they can do it and that they're hitting their needs. They're using their strengths, and they are achieving their goals, okay? So again, that, my friends, is a complete warp on your brain. And I know it is, and that's okay. But again, if you're listening on this call and I'm making any bit of sense to you, that you don't want to be the slimy salesperson that's trying to convince somebody that your stuff is better than somebody else's, don't you even feel sick inside when you even starting on that conversation? Doesn't that make you want to throw up? Listen, if you are pitching it that way, if you're in an argument with somebody trying to prove and convince that yours is better than theirs, then what I will tell you is you're selling the wrong thing. I'm not talking about the product. What I'm saying is that you're not finding the needs of that prospect. You find the needs of the prospect, done, stinking deal. You can lead them to do anything with what they want. You're baiting the hook with the wrong bait if all you're doing is focusing on what you like and what you're excited about. Your product, your service, and your business opportunity is a vehicle for that prospect to get what they want. You understand? You limit your market. You limit your market, I mean, hugely. If all you're focusing is on what you think is great. What you think is great and what the prospect thinks is great is probably not going to match. In fact, they don't really care about what you think is great. All they care about is what they think is great, okay? So if you, and again, this is a huge topic. I mean, I could spend a whole day talking to you about this, and I could spend a whole day with you. In fact, on Prospect and Closure Rate of Millions, on those CD sites, I did spend a whole day troubleshooting people's prospecting abilities. And I could sense immediately, based on the way they were carrying themselves and what they were saying, whether or not they were absolutely focused on the wrong thing or the right thing. And people were, we're talking, whoa, big time revelation. Wow, I got it. So again, this is a higher level of expertise. And I know not all of you care about a higher level of expertise. This is a more advanced concept. And I know that not all of you care about an advanced concept. But if there's the 20% of you that care about that advanced concept, if there are that 20% of you that actually care about being in that elite group of people that do not struggle or lack the maturity of condemning one product to build up another, that if you want to be that kind of a person that leads in confidence, that you understand people in a very strategic way, and that you're able to lead anybody to their goals. If that's who you want to be, right now, click on the event, register immediately. At the very top of the page, it says register now. Register now, Virginia Beach, Virginia. First steps to success. That event's only $297 for two solid days. We're talking huge amounts of hours, huge amounts of content. This is not a motivational seminar, although that is what happens to people coming out of it. But this, you're not going to come there and get rah-rah and, you know, oh, you can do it, you can do it. No, that's not what's going to go on here. We're talking, we're going to work together. We're going to work on your foundation of your business and how you're building it. And we're going to teach you the foundation of which you need to have to build it. We're going to work on the business model that you're working in. We're going to work on strategically making that business model more efficient, more effective, and more profitable. Do you understand? This is going to work. This isn't like a rah-rah party. Is that what happens to people when they leave? Yeah. Why? Because they got some answered questions. They feel better about what they're doing. Their business has been simplified, and they know that they know that they know that they're going to make a whole lot of money based on the information that they just learned. Yeah, people get excited about that kind of stuff, but it's not like you're going to come in and get brainwashed with some funny business or some happy juice. No. Not at all. In fact, you might cry. That's a good possibility. In fact, you might cry. Okay, so click there now if you're like ready to kind of grow in a maturity of a business and really make some things happen. If you're not ready, that's okay. I totally understand. Seen on the free stuff on the website. I don't care. Whatever seems to work for you is fine. Okay, now here's another one. How do you get friends and family to listen to anything regarding network marketing career? Once you mention it, they show no interest. You know what? I completely understand. Because if you came to me and said, I want you to look at a network marketing business, I'd say no thank you. Absolutely. Clearly. Why? Well, a number of different reasons. And a number of reasons why the general marketplace feels the same way. You have to look at, did you feel that same way? Okay, there are some people, a very small group of people, that are like, yes, network marketing is awesome. Yes, multi-level is awesome. I love that kind of a business, and I'm actively looking for one. But it's a small percentage of people in the grand scope of populace, no question. So here's the deal. I have never, ever represented myself as a traditional networker. I never wanted to compete in that rally. I never wanted to be put in that box. I never wanted their reputation to be my reputation, ever. Never wanted their reputation to be my reputation. Why? Because there's been a whole lot of amateurs who have walked the face of this planet calling themselves network marketers. There's been a whole lot of amateurs out there trying to hype up the industry, and I want nothing to do nor to be tied to what that picture looks like. Let me tell you something. The marketplace has been framed as to what that means, and they don't understand clearly the power of it thereof. And so when they don't understand the power of network marketing, the term itself is belittling to what the power of the industry really is. So I have never used the term network marketing and multi-level marketing. I don't like the term. I don't like the small-mindedness that it represents at all, meaning that the marketplace thinks that it is. So I've represented it as a business. I've represented it as it is. And so I have never conducted myself saying, hey, why don't you come up, sign up in my company, and you can make money by signing other people up. I've never presented my business like that, and I don't recommend that you do either. And so, like, right now, you're like, well, how do I present it, Danny? Cool down. It's okay. I'll show you. It's all right. Again, I already mentioned there's three things. The script book, the live in North Carolina, prospecting closure rate of millions. Those are absolute three ways to present it. See, listen, guys, we provoke objections from our prospects. We clearly provoke objections from our prospects. So when you go out there with, oh, I'm so excited, I just got started a new business, and let's say that you, I don't know, you work at JCPenney's. You have zero business experience, okay? And you're calling a friend and you're saying, I've just got started in a business. They're like, what? You work at Penny's. What kind of business experience do you have? You have zero business credibility. So when you call them and say, hey, I just got started in a business, they're like, yeah, right. Is that one of those network marketing things? Oh, is that a pyramid deal? That's what they're going to say to you. Why? Because they're looking at your history. Now, for me, for example, if I called somebody and said, I've been in business for 17 years. If I called a friend or a family member and I say, listen, I've got a business proposition I want you to take a look at, they'd be like, all right, done deal. Thanks for giving me the chance. Why? Because I have a track record in business now. But when I first got started, okay, and I did work at JCPenney's as a custom decorator. When I first got started, that's the job that I had, which is basically a glorified customer service rep that measures windows. When I called my clients and I called friends and I said, hey, listen, I'm really excited. I've got a business proposition I really want you to take a look at. They're like, uh-huh. Is this one of those network marketing things? Why? Because I had no business background was substandard. And so rightfully so, I totally provoked those response right out of my prospect. And so some of you are doing the same exact thing because you're leading in a way that is going to provoke those kind of questions from your prospect. So watch. This is what you can do. Very simple. Well, I'll just pull out any one of these scripts. You want to speak a language that the general public understands. And again, if you're a business person and you've got a long history of business background and you're well-respected in the business community, then come right out and say, hey, I've got a business proposition I want you to look at. You have the credibility. You don't have to worry about those objections. Why? Because they respect you and they know you have a track record, so done deal. But for the rest of, us numbskulls that come from the everyday average land, cocktail waitresses working at Penny's, whatever, moms, whatever, the rest of us, you know, the rest of the real world, well, for us, we have to use a little bit different of approach, okay? And again, the approaches that are in the script book are perfect. They're awesome. Great approaches for any of us, no matter what our background is. Now, these approaches are not deceptive by any stretch of the imagination. They are completely upfront, but they do not use verbiage that leads the prospect to an objection instantly. And so with the power of the business that you're in, people need to see the full picture of it. They need to see, you know, either the business presentation live or the conference call that you guys do that's live or the pre-recorded message or the website. They need to see the whole plan, not whole plan like detail after detail. They don't need to see an hour-long deal. But what I am saying is that they need to see the presentation all together. Do you understand? You don't want to be given bits and pieces of information that's going to solve their curiosity and bring them to a conclusion that is going to hurt their future. Did you hear me? Don't give them bits and pieces of information that's going to make them solve their curiosity so they wind up hurting their future. If they don't get started, their future is going to be hurt, especially if they had needs, strengths, and goals that were perfect for the vehicle. Perfect for the vehicle, and you don't want to do something to screw it up. And so what we do that screws it up is this. We give them bits and pieces of information that makes them draw a conclusion that eventually says, no thanks. Got to stop doing that. Okay, so some approaches. Okay, now, there's a couple approaches on here. For example, on page 6 of the script book, it says, I was wondering if you can help me out with something. We've been looking for a way to be able to get out of debt, and after carefully searching for what we felt would work, we found something. But before we completely get ourselves in too deep, we first want to do a test market through some friends we trust are going to give us an honest assessment. It's kind of a look under the hood and test drive before we buy kind of a thing. So would you be willing to test something out for me? Okay, that does not lead anybody into any conversation about a pyramid, a network marketing, or multi-level scam at all. It's totally upfront. You're telling the truth, okay? There's a number of different ways that you can do that approach. And again, for the sake of, I don't have all the time in the world to be able to do that right now, but on the website, there's tons of free more calls just like this one that you can listen to on prospecting. There's probably, I don't know, 30 calls on prospecting alone that you can get more approaches from that, or just order the script book in North Carolina, and that's going to help you tremendously. Another way that my biggest approach would be on page 8, and that is that they don't know anything about what I'm doing at all. They know nothing about my company. They know nothing about my product until they take a look at the presentation itself. And that approach is like this. Once I find that person's needs, strengths, and goals, I'm just leading them like that. I say, you know, I couldn't help but notice that you were mentioning that you hate your job and that you really want to generate, you want to double your income, but you don't really see a way of that happening, and you wish you could spend more time with your kids. Were you serious about those things? The prospect would say, yes. Well, I happen to work with a company that's expanding all over the country right now, and I don't know if you have the skills or the qualities of the kind of person that they're looking for. And I'm sure you're totally satisfied with what your current situation is. But why don't we exchange phone numbers? I can get you some information about what they have available, and then we can go from there. If it's a match, great. If not, that's fine, too. At least there is a chance for you to be able to get out of debt, get out of this job that you hate, be able to spend more time with your family, and have a chance of doubling your income, of course, depending on your skills and qualifications. So when's a good time for me to give you a call? What's the best number for me to get a hold of you at? There we go. Simple approach. That's on page 8 of the script book, okay? So I've kind of given you 3 scripts already over here on the airways. All right? So that's basically how I would do that, okay? That's exactly how I would do that. Let me see if there's anything else I want to go over with you. No, I think that's it. Oh, let me do this one. Here's somebody that's inside of some networking groups, and their question is besides telling stories, what do I say in a 10-minute presentation at a networking or chamber group of people? Okay, well, if you're going to be a part of networking groups or a chamber of commerce or anything like BNI or any of those, you know, pros networks, you know, Chris Christian Business Network, Christian Women's Network, Christian Men's Network. You know, there's a number of different groups that you can get involved with. Usually, the best thing to do, in my opinion, and again, this is just my opinion, which isn't worth much, what you can do, in my opinion, what I would do is I would lead with my product line. You strategically lead with the product line. The reason is that if any one of those people feel like you're going to recruit their referral, they are not going to give you a referral. So it's better to build a clientele and lead with your product line in those kind of meetings. And so the best thing to do is when you go into one of these networking meetings is to make sure you use the core rapport methodology on every single prospect that you come in contact with. And everybody in that meeting is a prospect. So you also pretend like you are the hostess with the mostest, that you're the one running the meeting. So you go meet and greet as many people as you can, be friendly, make a friend with these people, get them talking about themselves, use the core rapport methodology on the North Carolina CDs. Then what you want to do is when you begin that presentation, you want to tell, if you just told stories for 10 minutes, that would captivate people, no question. But what you want to do is create an eager want, and you want to ask a lot of questions. If you have 10 minutes, that's a long time. Usually you just have 60 seconds, and in that thing, you want to pick some strategic testimonials, especially based on the people that you met in the room that would specifically target those people. And so you want to ask questions. How many of you would like to blank? Okay, obviously, depending, you're going to lead them during, you're going to control the conversation by asking questions that are going to lead them and lead their thought process down a road that ends at you. Do you understand? So you're going to ask strategic questions that are going to lead their thought process where it dead ends with you, that you're the only option for them to get what you just created in them that they want. Okay? I know that was deep. So, again, lead them down a strategic question and answer so that at the end, you're at the dead end, that you're the only option for them to get it. All right? So, first, you're going to create an eager want in them based on the questions you're going to ask, by the stories that you're going to tell, and boom, here you are. You have the solution, and they need it now. Okay, so that, by the way, that is a first step in creating a dynasty function, honestly. Creating a dynasty, that's our advanced training seminar. It's coming up in a week and a half. We've got already 550 people are going to be at that event. We're just about sold out on that event. I'm telling you what, you can only go if you've already graduated in First Steps to Success. So most of you are not qualified that are listening to me right now. Majority of you are not qualified. But for the few of you that have already been through First Steps to Success, which just in Minneapolis, you know, a week ago, 700 of you that came through First Steps to Success, incredible, incredible weekend that we had together. It was profound. It was powerful. The people who have graduated from First Steps since January are the only ones qualified to plug into Creating a Dynasty. The thing that I just shared with you, we will teach you how to do that. How do you ask these strategic questions to draw that information out of that prospect to wind up them choosing you as the only option? You will learn how to do that. You're going to learn how to interact with all four of these personalities, to speak their language, to know their motivators, and how to be able to tie into those motivators instantaneously within moments. How to be able to really motivate each one of those personalities to do the thing that you want them to do. Also, at Dynasty coming up in a week and a half, you are going to clearly learn how to develop a team, create a culture where your organization is known for something. It's a culture that stands for something. It's a culture that when you bring people in, they get caught up in that culture, and they know what's acceptable in your business, meaning working instead of gossiping, that you're creating a culture of motivated independent reps that are driven and building a sales force versus a bunch of wimpy whiners who are looking for excuses instead of results. Do you understand? So you're going to learn how to create that culture that's going to develop a solid, rock-solid, profit-producing machine, which is why you guys are in your business. Okay, but again, I'm sorry, most of you aren't qualified. You have to go to First Steps first in order to go to Creating a Dynasty. We just had our last First Steps a week ago in Minneapolis, so there's not another one before you can qualify to go to Creating a Dynasty. Those of you that are qualified, you're sitting on the fence. Come on, pain of regret is horrifying. Pain of missing out is horrifying. You and I both know that. So quit making your life difficult on yourself. It's in Los Angeles, California. It's cheap to fly to L.A. from every city in America. Los Angeles, California, May 26th, 27th, 28th. It is Memorial Day weekend. You already have that Monday off. You're only taking it Thursday and Friday off from work. Trust me, the amount of money you will make in your job and in your business will more than certainly pay 10 times what you're going to get out of creating a dynasty. The harmony that you're going to learn about your family is going to increase production in your business and in your family life tremendously. We're doing a bonus section Friday night, by the way, Friday night bonus section on grooming kids to success. If you're a grandparent or a parent or an aunt, an uncle, and you want to do what you can to help train up and groom up the next generation to be history makers and world shakers, to train up the next generation to being kids that are responsible, that are driven with a vision and a passion for a future, that's going to be taking place Friday night at Creating a Dynasty. It's at the Radisson Hotel at the airport, at the LAX airport, Radisson Hotel. And that's open to the general public, by the way. Any of you can come. If you're in the L.A. area, if you know people in the L.A. area, we are specifically going to be talking about grooming up the next generation. We've all got kids that are around us, and unfortunately, the society that is raising up this next generation right now is horrifying. Horrifying what we are creating with this next generation. Lazy, spoiled, centered around games, self-centered, beyond self-centered, being trained up by daycare systems and school systems, basically creating drones, in my opinion, absolute drones. We know this because I have gotten reports from teachers that even fourth graders don't have dreams. High schoolers haven't had dreams in years. It's been a decade since there's been light in the eyes of a high schooler. I'm serious, a decade. There's not been light. For the last 10 years, high schoolers have been completely apathetic. It has now spurred into the junior hires. Totally apathetic, no promise to a better future, no idea how to get out there, no idea even how to have a dream, no skills being poured into them. It's scary, it's sad, it's unfortunate, and if we don't step up as mothers, fathers, grandparents, aunts, and uncles and start sowing in this next generation, we are in a whole heap of trouble, because here's what I know. There's a president of the United States that is in high school somewhere right now. There is, clearly. There are politicians, there are kids that are in high school right now that are supposed to lead our country a decade from now. Couple decades from now. Do you hear me? It's frightening. It is frightening. Looking at the leadership that's being trained up in our country right now, the vast majority, whoo, it makes me cry out to God every single day. So that's Friday night at Creating a Dynasty. It's just some simple tools and techniques with kids. Motivating kids in the right direction, pulling dreams out of kids, grooming those kids, raising them up responsibly, creating your desire in them to cover their weaknesses and grow in their strengths. You're going to learn those things Friday night at Creating a Dynasty. It is going to blow your mind, absolutely blow your mind, the equipping that you're going to have for your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren, and your children. And your godchildren. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, friends. So here we go. Virginia Beach. Going to see you guys in about 5 weeks. Virginia Beach, Virginia, click on there. That's going to be a powerful event. All of our events are completely money-back guaranteed, so if you feel like you didn't learn anything, we'll give you your money back. No questions asked, okay? So, guys, listen, I'm proud of you. I'm proud to be in business with you. I'm so excited about our future together. I'm excited about you becoming like many of my clients have become, that if you're starting from, you know, complete failure and you've been failing for 20 years, you're just like my client Tracy, who failed for 20 years until she plugged into the prospecting and closing classes and First Steps to Success. Those prospecting and closing classes starting in June 6th for prospecting, closing June 8th, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I mean, we're talking about a hard-working machine for June, really enhancing your gifting in the prospecting and closing area, handling objections, all that kind of stuff. It's live. It's an intimate group with me. We're going to be able to talk together on the phone, and I'm going to hear you prospect. I'm going to tweak what you're doing to help you improve your business. For an hour and a half every Tuesday for prospecting, hour and a half every Thursday for closing, it's a private, closed to the general public class. Limited seating for that class. June is a perfect month to be in that class because that's the month where people get unfocused. You guys will be the ones sponsoring more people than anybody else in the entire industry if you're in that class. So you can find that under the coaching link. Click on coaching. And that's where you can register for any one of those classes also. Or you can call our office. Again, 209-463-5210. You can call now if you want to get yourself registered for anything. If you want to get a hold of any of those products, just call our office right now and we can go ahead and get you registered, get you going, and moving in the right direction. So I'm proud of you guys. I can't wait to see some of you in Los Angeles for Dynasty. It's going to be amazing. And I pray that God completely, abundantly blesses you this week, that he completely opens up doors for you that no man can close, that he sends you people that are ready and willing to go to work, that he raises you up to be the leader that you need to be, that he leads you to places where you can enhance your leadership skills so that you can be the leader that you personally would want to follow, that your confidence would be absolutely restored and invigorated, that basically he opens the floodgates of heaven, pours favor upon your life, that you would stand out amongst the rest, and that people would be drawn to you because you hold up his name. So, guys, let's make this the best week ever. I asked you on May 1st or May 3rd, what was your May going to look like? Here's your chance, guys. Keep your head down. Let's make it happen. God bless you, and I'll talk to you.